Culinary students at Woodruff Career and Technical Center won a big competition back in March, but the COVID-19 pandemic put their resulting scholarships in jeopardy.
Culinary schools are expensive. Our students, they were really hoping and depending on being able to fight once again for more scholarship money.
Today you'll hear the stories of several of these budding chefs. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, December 14th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines is expected to arrive in central Illinois soon. Maybe very soon. Tim Shelley explains.
Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says health officials are on the edge of their seats awaiting final federal approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, because that means the first shipment is imminent.
It could be weeks. It could be less than a couple of days.
Dr. Douglas Casper, the infectious disease section head at OSF St. Francis Medical Center, calls the vaccine, quote, a wonder in the fight against COVID-19.
The success of the vaccine is preventing both moderate and severe outcomes from COVID-19 infection in populations to date that have been tested greater than 18 years old.
Casper says potential side effects are rare and usually mild. He says more clinical testing is needed for children before the FDA is likely to recommend vaccine usage for them. But the first waves of COVID-19 vaccines won't be available to the general public. Hendrickson says it's not time to let our guards down just yet.
You want to continue practicing those precautions because the first batches are going to be limited, and they're going to be in those groups that are taking direct patient care with COVID, those high-risk individuals. And so when you bring it to the general population, it can be months away.
Hendrickson says mask wearing, social distancing, and frequent hand washing will remain important countermeasures to continue practicing for the months ahead as vaccine distribution continues ramping up. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A doctor at OSF St. Francis Medical Center says the COVID-19 vaccine is safe, and the vast majority of people don't need to worry about any lingering side effects after getting the shot. A local restaurateur says businesses like hers won't survive much longer without some kind of major federal assistance package. And developer Katie Kim has big plans for the long-vacant Jim McComb Chevy dealership lot at the corner of War Memorial and University. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. It's not just high school athletes feeling the scholarship pinch during the pandemic. The culinary team at Woodruff Career and Technical Center took first place in the restaurant management category at the Illinois Pro Start Invitational last March, just days before the governor's first stay-at-home order. Tori Dahlhoff brings us the story of how one of those students is moving forward despite the missed opportunities.
I'm Amani. I go to Peoria High School. Ever since I was in middle school, I have been looking up to the day to be a junior so then I can finally be in culinary. And I plan to pursue culinary after I'm done with high school.
So my name is Yeti Miedema. I'm a culinary arts teacher and program coordinator here at Woodruff Career and Technical Center. And we are very excited because this weekend is the Pro Start Invitational.
Kids go and compete in an entrepreneurship competition or there's a culinary skill competition. I am in the entrepreneurship competition and we have to basically plan our own restaurant. This is a really cool opportunity as high schoolers that we get to compete in this competition and maybe get scholarships. So I'm actually in it to win it.
It's going to be a very tough competition. But regardless how they place and how they do, I'm going to be proud.
Being on the team, I am extremely nervous, but extremely happy at the same time.
For first through third place, we've got close to $400,000 in scholarship opportunities we're giving out. Good luck to everybody. We'll reconvene up here for our closing ceremonies and to give out our awards.
Hi, nice to meet you, judges. My name is Asia Howard, and I'm the general manager for our exciting new restaurant, Matilda's.
My name is Isaac. I handle front of house needs and marketing for Matilda's.
Last but not least, I'm Amani, the executive chef at Matilda's, our quick casual restaurant on an important mission.
As you may recall, the scene from the movie Matilda, where she was left home alone as a small child. When she got hungry, she realized she was just a young child with no knowledge or guidance on how to cook.
So while creating our concept, the number one thing we wanted to incorporate was giving kids an opportunity to learn some basic cooking skills. So judges, we know you have tons of questions for us, but we would just like to say,
welcome to Matilda's.
You guys did a really good job.
Yes.
Sorry, I was tough on you guys.
Look at how we turned out
for you guys.
Oh my gosh, we're really here right now.
And first place management goes to Woodruff Creek.
Yeah!
You did it, Cole.
Good afternoon. As this epidemic has progressed, we've had to make some hard decisions.
The very beginning, right in March, you know, and it was just like that uncertainty. And then, you know, finally they made the call. And
starting tomorrow evening, Saturday, March 21st, all our residents will be subject to a stay-at-home order to mitigate the spread of coronavirus.
And I remember asking my principal, like, hey, I know we're on lockdown, but can we at least have the Pro Star team in? Because we have to get ready for nationals. And finally, we got the news that they were canceling nationals. And all of us were very, very upset at the time. Culinary schools are expensive. Our students, they were really hoping and depending on, you know, on being able to fight once again for more scholarship money.
I applied at Sullivan University in Kentucky. It's a associate degree in baking pastry arts, and I got accepted.
I'm applying for a scholarship at Sullivan University, and I made a dish, menu costing, ingredient costing. I had to make a video. We had to do photo instructions, and I wrote a little letter. Yeah, it's due today.
And it was a lot of fun, you know, working with Imani. And, you know, now finally, like 2 weeks later, we have it all together. And I think she's got a good shot.
Minimize that. There we go. It's submitted. Woo. December 18th, we find out the winners and how much they won. It goes from $4,000 all the way up to full tuition. We're shooting for full tuition, baby. With Chef Yeti helping me, I think my chances are pretty high.
Now, I'm ready to go to college, so that's exciting.
Fall 2021.
For more, including a video supplement to this story, head to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, tonight the Peoria Public Schools District 150 Board will vote on an agreement to introduce rapid COVID-19 tests in schools. The test can return results in as little as 15 minutes. You can expect to learn more tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.